It's time now for the Weekly Dish. Our host Jennifer Chandler brings you culinary tips for good cooking and even better eating.
There's not much better than a good meal with friends. Sharing food photography on social media is a great way to capture those memories. My family jokes that I never take a bite before first snapping a cell phone pic. I can't help but take pictures of a beautiful dish. A flip through my Facebook or Twitter timelines shows that other folks can't resist the temptation too. For some tips on how to take better photos of your favorite culinary finds with an iPhone, I turn to the talented Justin Fox Burks. Justin has photographed my last two cookbooks, and I have seen him take just as beautiful shots with his iPhone as he does with his professional camera. His first word of advice:
shoot, 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 and shoot some more. It's best to give yourself a few times to get it right.
This next tip changed how I take photos of food.
So if you have the luxury of walking around with your plate, take advantage of it. Take the plate over by a window with the soft light spilling over it. That's the perfect recipe for an artful shot. Or take the plate outside in open shade where the light is soft, even, and bright.
I found a window in my kitchen that provides the perfect lighting for food photos. And angles matter too.
A few good rules of thumb when you're taking pictures of food. Beautifully plated dishes and soups are best shot from above, while sandwiches and burritos and other like things are almost always best shot from a low angle to show what's inside.
And if your photo isn't absolutely perfectly lit, photo editing apps like Instagram can help.
When using Instagram, use the tools, not the filters. You will have much more control over your image in the end.
This is Jennifer Chandler with The Weekly Dish. Say cheese!
Author Jennifer Chandler's latest book is called The Southern Pantry Cookbook. For this week's recipes and more, visit WKNOFM.org.